Television programmers at the big broadcast networks call Friday night the time slot of death. So they fill it with news magazines that are cheap to produce or spin-offs of spin-offs.
Fake ID, fake gun, real murder.
If you thought you may have Huntington's disease and there's not a damn thing you could do except suffer miserably, lose all your faculties and die, would you get tested?
Tonight on 2020.
Friday night may have flatlined for broadcast networks, but NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that cable is giving it a new lease on life.
Here's the conventional wisdom from Bill Gorman of the website TV by the Numbers.
You have no chance for success on Friday.
And it's true that about 15% fewer people watch TV on Friday than during the week. But it appears you can have a hit if you air a cable reality show about looking for gold.
Holy smokes, look at that thing!
Gold Rush on Discovery has been the number one show across all channels on Friday nights. It's got almost 5 million viewers. Not amazing numbers, but better than weekday cable hits like Mad Men or American Horror Story. Friday's a chance for cable to show up broadcast television.
Cable networks, in many cases, they're looking for the soft underbelly of the broadcast schedule.
We're here to get gold. That's the base reason as to why we're here.
Friday nights, like the state of Alaska, contains hidden riches in ratings. Take another Discovery reality show, Bering Sea Gold.
The Bering Sea Gold premiere on a Friday night was the highest rated series launch in the Discovery Channel history.
Wow, is that a piece of gold?
Yeah,
that's a damn nice piece of gold.
One of Bering Sea Gold's executive producers is Phil Sagal. I met him at a conference for reality TV producers, and we discussed the fact that audiences aged 18 to 49 have risen 5% on Friday nights over the past year. He said, it's the economy.
I think there's a correlation there between people staying home or having additional funds to go out and find other sources of entertainment. I think that's good news for people who produce television.
Ouch. But cable executive Mark Juris disagrees with this analysis of why Friday night can work really well for the right kind of show.
Forget the economy. You're tired. You had the whole week. Unless you're 20, you come home and you're pretty much beat up.
No!
Juris is in charge of True TV. It's a cable channel that only airs reality shows, and on Friday nights, it's doing great, with reruns of Wipeout, the show where people dodge a wall of red punching gloves and run through giant windmills in a wacky obstacle course.
He knows how to dress and he knows how to run, speeding toward the buzzsaw.
Don't worry, Brad.
Back in the days of just four networks, Jura says the one on the bottom would sometimes end up on top by trying new things, taking risks.
For us Friday nights, we had nothing to lose. We had an opportunity. And you know what? This is a very sticky show, and it was just great in terms of bringing new viewers.
Friday's a great night, too, for Univision. It beats the English language networks regularly at the end of every week. But even those big networks can sometimes find a sliver of success in the time slot of death. Shows with a cult following whose fans are willing to DVR or spend Friday nights at home, like Grimm on NBC and Fringe on Fox. That one's an X-Files-like mystery, and The X-Files was itself a Friday night hit in years past. Happy Friday. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.